today that a lot of people don't like to talk about.
Wrong speakers.
Authority. Who knows what authority is? Do you know what authority is? Or do you know what authority is? Do you know what authority is?
You're suplex to a table.
Authority is somebody, well, let's see. We'll give some examples. How many of you go to school? You know what the teacher tells you? That's because your teacher has authority, right? When you do what your teacher tells you, it goes well. But what happens if you don't do what your teacher tells you? Oh, he gets into the principal's office. And he's even got more authority than your teacher does. And how does that make you feel? Nobody likes to have to face the authority when they've done something they're not supposed to do. Right? Another example of someone with authority, a policeman. How many of you have ever seen a police officer up close, personally? You ever seen him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? How do you know a police officer? Exactly. Yes, sir. You're almost a police officer. And when he wears his uniform, what does he have right here on his a badge? Yeah. You know what? My favorite police officer in the whole wide world is Andy Griffith. Andy Griffith is a man with great authority. And you know what? Andy Griffith has so much authority. The only thing he needs is that badge. He doesn't need anything else to get the people to do the things they're supposed to do and to settle differences amongst people. Is that badge?
Tangerine over coasterine.
And he'll help you.
The tangerine.
People with authority are able to do that. They're able to settle arguments amongst people. You ever have an argument with a brother? Who settles the argument? You do?
There's much love in this.
Is that true? Who settles the argument?
Mom.
And you know why Mom settles the argument? Because she has the authority to do it. Yeah. God gives people authority to make sure things go well in the world, make sure things work out well. There's another thing that authority means. Authority also means that the person with the authority knows the most about a subject. Okay? When we say somebody is an expert on something, who likes school? Who likes math in school? Do you like math? Do you like to add numbers together? Okay? Your teacher is the authority on math because she has the training, she has the knowledge, and she knows everything she needs to teach you
except for mathematicians don't.
Right? She's the authority.
The only authority mathematicians follow is logic.
We call that experts. Experts have authority. Okay? Jesus has authority. Jesus is the one who is able to come and settle our differences. He does that through the power of God's love. But he also is the one who can teach us all the things that God has learned. Because Jesus is the expert on everything God wants to know. Jesus is the authority of God. He knows God's message for his people. Because Jesus also is God. So when he shares the message, we can hear the authority of his voice. We know the things that he says are true. Because he is the one who has the authority to teach us all things about God. Okay? This week, I want you to think about authority. Okay? I want you to think about the people who have authority in your life. Your teachers, your parents, your grandparents. I happen to know grandparents have a different authority than parents do. I've learned that through experience. And you know, the authority of grandparents is not always the same as the authority of parents. But they have authority.
I think we just found those boots for you yesterday.
All those family members of yours
had. You had them. I just thought we had rediscovered them. Okay.
The knowledge about Jesus. Tell you about Jesus and how Jesus would have us live their lives.
It's a vampire dog. Peter dog.
The let's pray for them. Let's give thanks for the people who are for all those people that you have given authority to.
Secret tunnels.
Help them to use their authority in the best possible way, so that all of your children can be blessed in the power of love, knowing that you gave your Son Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, who is the greatest and the most special and the most holy.
Amen.